Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Brian Peckrill. He is the Executive Director at the William G. McGowan Charitable Fund, which supports evidence-based programs aimed at supporting individuals and families as they build sustainable lives, as well as initiatives furthering the resurgence of ethics in our nation. And Mr. Peckrill, thanks for joining us here today.
Eric, it's a pleasure to join you and be on the Enterprise Podcast Network today.
Well, certainly our pleasure, and really do appreciate you taking a moment to be with us here today and appreciate what you do as well. So let's kick things off here. Start by telling us about the McGowan Fund and the McGowan Fellows Program. Let's kick things off with that today.
Absolutely. I'd be pleased to do that. The William G. McGowan Charitable Fund is a family foundation its third decade. At our core, we focus on addressing the roots of poverty so that individuals can achieve their fullest potential. We do that through grant-making and education aimed at increasing high school graduation rates, funding health access, and last but not least, helping individuals achieve shelter, healthy food, and a career towards a living wage. Now, about a decade and a half ago, during the Great Recession, we realized that while we are helping individuals achieve their greatest lives, the private sector is a crucial partner, and if the private sector is not flourishing, then we are unable to create the impact that we hope. In so few words, philanthropy in the private sector works hand in hand, and what locks us together is ethical leadership. At that time, you know, there was a bit of a crisis of ethical leadership in our private sectors, and we realized that we had the capacity to help create the next generation of ethical leaders. From that, we launched the McGowan Fellows Program. This program, which is an homage to our benefactor, the former CEO of MCI Communications, Bill McGowan, helps nurture the next generation of MBA leaders so that when they make business decisions, they don't just have financial impact, they also have social impact as well.
And speaking of which, tell us more about the McGowan Fellows Program and its goals and main objectives. I'm sure listeners would like to hear some details and information on that.
Absolutely. The McGowan Fellows Program is focused on nurturing and training second-year MBA students of high potential, individuals who are at top schools and achieved top grades in their first year. We know that these individuals are receiving top-tier education. They are learning how to crunch numbers and deliver profits to the companies that they'll be working for. Our focus is on taking these individuals and helping imbuing a system of ethics into their leadership practice. We call it the principles of ethical leadership. So through a 9-month program, we aim at exposing them through experiential exposure-based learning. Typically, we've used case studies of youth experiencing homelessness or individuals who are underemployed so that these individuals can begin to understand their own sets of values. For us, it's character and integrity, resilience, courage, self-awareness, accountability, so that when these individuals face difficult challenges in their careers, which they inevitably will, they'll know that what their principles are and what they can turn to so that they can make decisions that deliver a financial outcomes, but also social impact and help individuals thrive. And as I said earlier, to the principles of the McGowan Charitable Fund, achieve their fullest potential. So that's what we've been doing for the past 15 years. At this point, the McGowan Fellows Program has 150 alumni, and they're climbing the ladder of corporate America, reaching the C-suite, and beginning to deliver that impact that we've discussed.
It truly is tremendous on what you have in place, and appreciate all the information shared here so far. Now, tell me, from what you understand, where has the country made strides in helping to build the next generation of ethical leadership?
I think it's very clear that today there is a thirst and a demand across all of America for leaders who put people first and lead ethically. So I believe that right now, Corporate America is responding to this call. When we go to SHRM, the Society for Human Resource Management annual conference, we talk to hiring managers who speak about how when they're hiring C-suite leaders, they're considering their values-based leadership, their ethical leadership. We talk to Korn Ferry, the nation's largest executive search firm. When they're placing executives, they're considering their values and their principles. So we really believe that what we're seeing in the market is that organizations are responding to the demands of the market, and that good business is ethical business.
I certainly do appreciate your visit with us here today. We're speaking with Brian Peckrell. He is the executive director at the William C. McGowan Charitable Fund, which supports evidence-based programs aimed at supporting individuals and families as they build sustainable lives, as well as initiatives furthering the resurgence of ethics in our nation. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, where is there room for improvement? If you could tell us that, what more can we be doing to ensure we are teaching the principles of ethical leadership and business ethics to the next generation? Get into some of the details there.
Sure. I believe that in the past 10 years, business schools have made a tremendous amount of progress in teaching leadership, particularly leadership focused on ethics and values-based orientations. But there's more room to do. We hope that rather than offering electives and like a side concentration in leadership, that MBAs embrace this notion of values-based leadership and integrate it in their core offerings, whether it is finance, marketing, accounting. Ethics are a crucial element of all that teaching. And I hope they do so by integrating experiential or exposure-based learning into their offerings. And I would love for them to take the model that we've established at the McGowan Fellows Program, which is a model that's based on principles of ethical leadership into their own teaching. That's something that I think would really increase our leadership across our nation.
Yes, sir. I think so, too. And some good stuff, good information shared here on that point. Tell me also, where do you see the McGowan Fellows Program, say, in the next 5 years looking ahead?
You know, I hope that we're doing what we're doing, and I expect that we will. But my real hope is that when we look at the business school landscape across America, more business schools and their MBAs are teaching and training ethics-based leadership. So while I hope we're continuing to do what we do, I hope we're working with more MBA programs and that this has become a mainstream approach to teaching and training leadership.
Mr. Peckrell, certainly do appreciate your time spent with us here today and joining us on behalf of William G. McGowan Charitable Fund. Certainly appreciate what you do on their behalf. If you would, tell listeners where they can get further details and also to be in touch as well.
Absolutely. They can visit our website, McGowanFund.org. There's a tremendous amount of information about the McGowan Fellows Program, as well as our most recent initiative, the Ethical Leader of the Year Award. We'll actually be announcing it in late June, so people should check our website to learn more about that.
Again, listeners, it is McGowanFund.org. Mr. Peckrell, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you, Eric. It was a pleasure.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Brian Peckrell, the Executive Director at the William G. McGowan Charitable Fund, which supports evidence-based programs aimed at supporting individuals and families as they build sustainable lives, as well as initiatives furthering the resurgence of ethics in our nation. And again, for further details, visit McGowanFund.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.